just so that 2019 doesn't disappoint and be different from all the other years, Walmart is already starting their holiday promotions early. It seems like every single year it's earlier, and I feel like every single year we comment on about it, point it out, don't like it, but yet it still happens every single year. Soon we're just going to have year-round Christmas sales going on. But as a little fun tip, I've heard from people in the industry that the best time to buy your Christmas presents and save the most money is before Thanksgiving. So pass that little tidbit along, because the little dirty secret is all these retailers, they increase the prices when they put the sales on, so they're still making more. But before, usually, or at least it used to be, I don't know anymore with how early they put the sales on, but before they jack up the prices, usually it's before Thanksgiving that you're safe. And then after that, want to say, hey, thank you, Andrew, for joining the show and jumping on the link and watching me live record. It's scary, isn't it? I mean, I don't edit out. Even if you're just hearing the recording, it's like you're watching me live. But hey, maybe you can ask me some questions. I might interact with you on the show. You can text or chat. I always say text. That's a terrible one. Anyways, welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams with the long intros. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com. You can put in HGBT in the memo field. You'll maybe get this pint glass. I don't know. We might be running out soon, so you better get on it quick. But you will definitely get this HGBT How to Build a Tent mug. You'll be entered into some raffles they're doing. You get tons of great content. And I believe I'm going to be putting my book club, for those of you who don't want to join live and interact with me on my book club podcast, I'm going to be putting that behind the paywall of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I believe I'm still finalizing that with the guys over there. But you'll be able to check that out when you become a member, and you'll be supporting us. Like I said yesterday, we need support to help us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life and the infallibility and the need to abide by God's law, God's word. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me on all those social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. Do you know what one of the most Googled words is right now? Yes, just think about what's all going on. No, it's not anything Christian. So think of a secular term. What could it be? CBD oil. Millions and millions of people are Googling this. And I just want to save you some time. CBD oil is like the trend, just like there's always going to be this new thing that's going to revolutionize your health, and it's going to be the best thing. It's going to cure cancer. It's going to do all these things. There might be some good benefits to it. There might be people that it doesn't do anything for. But the truth is it's too early to tell, that we don't have enough studies out yet to prove anything. And we all know anyways, once the studies come out, they always go back and forth. So take it with a grain of salt. If you want to try it, I don't see what's wrong with it. It doesn't have the hallucinogens and all that stuff, which is supposedly just takes all the good stuff. But millions and millions of people are Googling that. I may or may not have put that in my show just so my show will pop up when people Google that. I don't know. Just kidding, kind of. Shaquille O'Neal coming through. I mean, he already had my favorite gif of all time. That one where he's like shaking his shoulders and he's like puckering his lips. Oh my gosh, I can just stare at that thing for 5 minutes and be amused. It's Bob, the best gif by far. But he has also come through and supported the Houston general manager and Hong Kong for our freedom. And I was thinking about this some more. I've talked about it before, how the NBA is whoring themselves out and other people that are willing to sacrifice their values and their morals for money. But I was thinking about this before. It's like, how sad is it as Americans that we are so soft on our values and our principles that it's shocking when we support freedom? Shouldn't have China already just accepted that if you're going to have the NBA, an American team, come to our country, you're going to just have to take the whole package that we are going to be endorsing freedom wherever we can? But like, we've been so soft that it's surprising, and there's a backlash when we're upholding our values. It's not just that we cowered away when China said something. It's like we should have just been known for that in the beginning, and that should have been just something that China had to swallow with watching sports or doing business with us. But it's not so. And it's kind of been like a theme the last couple of weeks, right? A bunch of scenarios or things that come up, controversies that come up, because we didn't stand for what was right in the beginning. So I thought that was kind of interesting, but good for Shaq. That guy's funny. I like him. Don't like his movies, but I think he's funny overall. What was this movie? Kazam. That's funny. It's like a cleaning product name. 46 attorney generals are joining an antitrust investigation into Facebook. And I know Zuckerberg, as I'm recording this, is testifying in Congress. I hear he's getting really grilled. I haven't been able to watch much of it. If I say this, in case you have stock, there might be some breaking up of Facebook, especially as people are worried about what they're going to be doing with Libra, their currency that they're going to be rolling out. It's really interesting to see what's going to happen with them. But if you have stock in Facebook, I would be a little concerned. And it'll be interesting to see how all these social media sites play out too with the election. And you know, YouTube right now has a big firestorm with their search results and how they are monitoring or changing or filtering or whatever, manipulating the results for certain people in certain countries. Where if you Google one person in the United States, like Tulsi Gabbard or David Crowder, their page doesn't show up for like 20 or 30 pages. And then if you do the same search in another country, it shows up right away. So it's really interesting to see how these companies are going to survive these antitrust investigations, because they control you're controlling all the information that people search for. We don't read encyclopedias anymore. We Google, we go on YouTube. And if we can't access information freely, well, that seems to be some kind of antitrust issues going on. So we'll see. That's the whole platform versus publisher debate again. Now, the last thing I wanted to hit, well, maybe we'll hit one more if I get through this quick enough. This is a big deal, and it's kind of boring, but I'm going to try not to make it boring at all. It has to do with the Federal Reserve. They're having a big issue with overnight rates, and they don't exactly know why. Some people believe it's because of the balance sheet they have. They have tons of money on their balance sheet, right? Billions and billions of dollars. They tried to reduce it. They had to stop. Trump's been going after them for quantitative tightening. But they have tons of money on their sheet from quantitative easing, and Trump wants them to go back, and now they're lowering interest rates again. And it looks like they're going to continue to do that. But one of the things that's starting to happen is interest rates are starting to fluctuate overnight. And for those of you who are not sure what that means is, well, to keep liquidity, that is money flowing and money available for banks to lend, to have on hand, because there's like reserves that they have to have. You have to have a certain amount of cash on hand. You have to have a certain amount of assets to how much money you're lending out. And sometimes they'll change that rate to kind of increase lending, increase liquidity. They'll lower the capital requirements that you need to lend money. But one of the ways that they deal with that is overnight, and they lend from the Fed. And those interest rates overnight have been fluctuating. And it's one of the consequences of their balance sheet. And it's just another example of, we're in uncharted territory where we don't know what is the consequences for the actions that we've taken over the last decade from the Great Recession. We're not out of the woods. And it's scary to me because it's more and more clear that the Fed has no idea what they're doing. They have a terrible track record over their existence. Maybe they're getting a little better. I don't know. That's probably arguable. But they've been wrong. They've been late. And I have no confidence in them. I have no reason to put my trust that they've figured things out. And again, these are the people that control our economy. They deal with our monetary supply, our interest rates, how much we borrow, how much we can get a car loan for, how much we can get a home loan for, how much we can borrow for our business, what the interest rates and the loan, the interest rates are going to be for savings accounts. All of these things are overarchingly controlled by the Fed, and they don't know what they're doing. I was reading an article where the Fed was trying to do a study, trying to figure out why we don't see the amount of growth that it looks like we're having from other indicators. And one of the things that they were saying is because so much is free right now, like Facebook is free, and that's not going to the economy, and that's not making the numbers look as good as it should be. And it's like, you're like forgetting the number one rule, the thing you're taught right next to supply and demand. I don't know if it's supply or demand taught first or this, that there's no such thing as a free lunch. And yet they're saying that there's all this free stuff, but we know there's not. Facebook isn't free. So they're like saying that all these things are free and they're impacting the numbers, but it's not free. And there's really, really tangible ways to look at this. Is just because we don't pay for it with money, we're paying it for it with our information, which advertisers are paying Facebook for. We're the product. But that doesn't mean it's not going to show in the numbers. And so that just blows my mind that they are thinking this way, that they believe that there is such a thing as a free lunch. But we know, for those of us who have taken economics, who studied it, there's no such thing as a free lunch, Ten Stoffel. And these are the people that are overseeing our economy. These are the people that determine how much we pay in interest. And they determine how easy it is for us to get a loan. It's scary as hell. And I mean that. It's scary. And if I didn't believe in God, that he is ultimately in control and is using all of this for his will, then I would be doubly scared. But thankfully, we have faith in something bigger than the crazy people that run our country and run our lives. And I'm going to leave you with that hope. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.